The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English. You're listening to Special English. Here is the news. China's total passenger trips during this year's Spring Festival are forecast to increase by 99.5% over 2022 to about 2.095 billion. Xu Chengguang, Vice Minister of Transport, said this year's holiday travel rush from January the 7th to February the 15th, lasting for 40 days, is the most complex and challenging travel rush due to the coronavirus and the huge number of travelers. Xu illustrated the four challenges and risks facing the transport sector. Firstly, he pointed out that as China optimized the COVID-19 control measures and downgraded the virus from Class A to Class B, people's demand for cross-province travel, including visiting family members and friends, going back to hometowns for holidays, and traveling for sightseeing will surge, which will put the transportation sector on full load. He estimated that the total number of passenger trips during the Spring Festival travel rush will recover to 70.3% of that in 2019. And in the Spring Festival travel flow, people who visit family members and relatives account for about 55%, migrant workers about 24%, as well as business trips and travel about 10%. The second challenge the transport sector must face is to guarantee logistics during the Spring Festival, as the demand for freight transport has increased significantly. According to Xu, the Spring Festival travel rush in previous years usually saw an increase in customers and a decrease in goods. But as the epidemic peak has not yet passed, the demand for various medical and epidemic prevention supplies, holiday supplies, energy, food, and other key materials will see a great increase. He notified that in small cities and rural areas, where the logistics distribution foundation is relatively weak, the terminal distribution may not be smooth due to a lack of employees who will leave their jobs on holidays or will have to recuperate if they get infected. Xu also warned about the risks front-line employees in the transport sector will face during the Spring Festival season, saying the risk of becoming infected has increased rapidly due to the dense flow of people and frequent freight logistics activities. It will be a considerable test for the transport sector to ensure uninterrupted passenger services and continuous freight logistics during the holidays. Lastly, Xu said the ministry also has to take preventative measures to handle possible production incidents, as industries have been out of service or in a state of low load operation for a very long time, and workers' skills may have become rusty because of the repeated impact of COVID-19. In addition, low temperatures, cold waves, rain, snow, freezing and other adverse weather will also bring safety risks. Facing all the challenges and difficulties, the State Council has outlined clear arrangements for the work of transportation, asking all levels of transport agencies to prepare for the forthcoming Spring Festival travel rush with the highest standards, the most stringent requirements, and the most concrete measures. According to Xu, all preparations are now in place. This is Special English. By the end of the 2024 to 2025 ice and snow season, China's ice and snow leisure tourism sector is expected to receive over 520 million visitors, with its revenue exceeding 720 billion yuan, over 104 billion US dollars, marking the sector as a core development engine for winter tourism and the ice and snow economy. The estimated data were released by the China Tourism Academy in its annual report on China's ice and snow tourism development. According to the report, China saw 344 million tourists in the sector during the 2021 to 2022 ice and snow season, raking in 474 billion yuan, and the sector is currently undergoing a positive growth momentum. Dai Bin, president of the China Tourism Academy, said that, thanks to the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, policy innovations, and promotion by governments at all levels, ice and snow tourism has injected vitality into traditional folk customs across the country, making the tourism options and consumption scenarios of the sector much more diverse. The report said that from 2016 to 2022, China invested about 2.88 trillion yuan in its infrastructure projects for ice and snow tourism. As of the end of 2022, almost 9,000 relevant enterprises had registered in the ice and snow sector. In 2022 alone, 1,460 were newly added, up 20.1% year-on-year. Han Yuanjun, with the Academy, said that as the consumption potential of the domestic market continues to be released and the long-distance ice and snow tourism recovers, the number of China's ice and snow leisure tourists is expected to exceed 300 million in the 2022 to 2023 ice and snow season. You're listening to Special English. China plans to carry out more than 60 space launch missions this year. That's according to the country's major space contractors. China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation, the main contractor for the Chinese space program, announced in its work report that the company has planned more than 50 aerospace tasks in 2023. The company's general manager, Zhang Zhongyang, said that the manned space station project will enter the stage of application and development, and China's space station will realize normalized operation this year. The work report shows that the planned space flights include manned and robotic missions to the newly assembled China Space Station and the maiden flight of the Long March 6C carrier rocket. Zhang added that the country will also launch the Long March 6D carrier rocket this year and complete the performance of commercial aerospace and satellite export contracts. Zhang said that China will fully promote the fourth phase of its lunar exploration program and the Planetary Detection Project, carrying out research with the Chang'e 7 and Tianwen 2 probes. Jiang noted that most of the launches will be made by the company's Long March carrier rocket family, and the rest will be conducted by the Smart Dragon series, adding that the company will continue with the research and development of the Tianwen 2 asteroid probe and the Chang'e 7 lunar probe. According to the report, the Tianwen 2 mission is scheduled for launch around 2025 to deploy a probe on an asteroid to collect and bring back soil samples, and the Chang'e 7 mission will land a sophisticated multi-part spacecraft on the moon's south pole around 2026 to look for traces of water, investigate the environment and the weather there, as well as survey its landform. Another state-owned space enterprise, China Aerospace Science and Industry Corporation, also plans 10 space flights using its Kuaizhou 1A and Kuaizhou 11 solid propellant rockets. This is Special English. China's National Cultural Heritage Administration has announced that it will launch a national survey of cultural relics later this year. Li Chun, head of the administration, said the survey will take 3 or 4 years to learn about the amount, whereabouts, features and conditions of immovable cultural relics across the country. Li said that a national catalogue of immovable cultural heritage will be established based on the survey for a more accurate assessment of the situation of the relics protection and sounder policies on the protection. The survey will be the fourth of its kind in China. The third national survey of cultural relics took place from April 2007 with more than 760,000 immovable cultural relics examined and registered. You're listening to Special English.
Are you one of the many looking to improve your English language skills by watching films or TV shows, but feel it's too fast or get lost in the words? Well, slow things down with Special English, where you can polish your reading, listening, and pronunciation at your own pace. Get caught up with current news and international affairs while getting your daily English lesson with us. Find us on Apple Podcast, searching for Special English.
This is Special English. China will put in place a dynamic mechanism for first home mortgage rates, allowing cities to adjust the lower limit for the rate based on the trend of their property prices. According to a circular jointly issued by the People's Bank of China and the China Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission, local governments can maintain, reduce, or remove the floor of mortgage rates for first-time home buyers if their new home prices have declined for 3 months in a row, both over a year ago and in the previous three-month period. The circular said that on the flip side, a city should restore the national lower limit for the rate if its new home prices have increased for 3 months by the same measure. The move aims to better implement the country's city-specific housing policies. Last May, China reduced the lower limit on first home loan interest rates at the national level to 20 basis points below the corresponding tenor of the loan prime rate, and granted certain cities leeway to lower or scrap the limit in September. Official data shows that the new home prices in four first-tier cities, namely Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, and Guangzhou, edged down 0.2% month-on-month in November. The 31 second-tier cities and 35 third-tier cities also saw new home prices decline slightly. According to the tone-setting annual Central Economic Work Conference last December, China will continue to stick to the principle that housing is for living in, not for speculation, this year, and meet the people's basic housing needs and the need for improved housing conditions. Ni Hong, Minister of Housing and Urban Rural Development, pledged efforts to boost confidence in the property market, ward off risks, and steer the sector onto a high-quality development path this year. Ni Hong said that support for first-time home buyers will be enhanced, pledging to lower payment ratios and mortgage rates as appropriate. Families with more than one child will also enjoy policy support. Ni also stressed the importance of resolving risks faced by the country's real estate developers, saying that forestalling and diffusing risks in the sector is the bottom line, as it concerns the healthy development of the property market, as well as the sustainable development of the economy. Ni said that China will take a sound approach to address the risk of capital chain breaks among housing enterprises, with a focus on meeting reasonable financing demand in the sector.
You're listening to Special English.
Xiamen Air, which has the largest Boeing fleet in China, has received its first Airbus aircraft A321neo, marking the official opening of the airline's dual-brand fleet operation mode. The aircraft, bearing a specially designed First Airbus for Xiamen Air logo on the fuselage, has a cabin with 208 seats in total, including 8 business class seats and 200 economy ones. Upon delivery, Xiamen Air will conduct demonstration and route verification test flights before putting the new aircraft into commercial passenger service, hopefully this spring. Xiamen Air has operated mainly with Boeing aircraft since its founding in 1984. By 2022, the carrier had 164 Boeing aircraft, including the 737 series, 787 series, and 757 series. Based in Xiamen, a coastal city in East China's Fujian province, Xiamen Air operates a network of over 400 domestic and international air routes. Xiamen Air signed the first purchase contract with Airbus for 40 A320 series aircraft last September.
This is Special English.
The China Development Bank, one of the country's policy banks, announced that it provided nearly 100 billion yuan, over 14.5 billion US dollars, of loans in 2022 for the protection and ecological restoration of the Yangtze River. The bank said that upon completion of the projects funded by the loans, the sewage and garbage treatment capacity along the river will increase by 3.94 million tons per day, while 1,205 kilometers of river will have been regulated and dredged. Besides the loans, the bank also issued 12 billion yuan of green bonds last year for the protection and restoration of the ecological system in the Yangtze River Basin. The bank said it will continue to support the key projects in sewage and rubbish treatment in urban areas, industrial pollution control, as well as environmental protection and ecological restoration of rivers and lakes.
You're listening to Special English.
That is the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read one of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully. China's total passenger trips during this year's Spring Festival are forecast to increase by 99.5% over 2022 to about 2.095 billion. Xu Chengguang, Vice Minister of Transport, said this year's holiday travel rush from January the 7th to February the 15th, lasting for 40 days, is the most complex and challenging travel rush due to the coronavirus and the huge number of travellers. Xu illustrated the four challenges and risks facing the transport sector. Firstly, he pointed out that as China optimised the COVID-19 control measures and downgraded the virus from Class A to Class B, people's demand for cross-province travel, including visiting family members and friends, going back to hometowns for holidays, and travelling for sightseeing, will surge, which will put the transportation sector on full load. He estimated that the total number of passenger trips during the Spring Festival travel rush will recover to 70.3% of that in 2019. And in the Spring Festival travel flow, people who visit family members and relatives account for about 55%, migrant workers about 24%, as well as business trips and travel about 10%. The second challenge the transport sector must face is to guarantee logistics during the Spring Festival, as the demand for freight transport has increased significantly. According to Xu, the Spring Festival travel rush in previous years usually saw an increase in customers and a decrease in goods. But as the epidemic peak has not yet passed, the demand for various medical and epidemic prevention supplies, holiday supplies, energy, food, and other key materials will see a great increase. He notified that in small cities and rural areas, where the logistics distribution foundation is relatively weak, the terminal distribution may not be smooth due to a lack of employees who will leave their jobs on holidays or will have to recuperate if they get infected. Xu also warned about the risks frontline employees in the transport sector will face during the Spring Festival season, saying the risk of getting infected has increased rapidly due to the dense flow of people and frequent freight logistics activities. It will be a considerable test for the transport sector to ensure uninterrupted passenger services and continuous freight logistics during holidays. Lastly, Xu said that the ministry also has to take preventative measures to handle possible production incidents, as industries have been out of service or in a state of low load operation for a very long time, and workers' skills may have become rusty because of the repeated impact of COVID-19. In addition, low temperatures, cold waves, rain, snow, freezing, and other adverse weather will also bring safety risks. Facing all the challenges and difficulties, the State Council has outlined clear arrangements for the work of transportation, asking all levels of transport agencies to prepare for the forthcoming Spring Festival travel rush with the highest standards, the most stringent requirements, and the most concrete measures. According to Xu, all preparations are now in place. That is the end of today's programme. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.
Are you one of the many looking to improve your English language skills by watching films or TV shows but feel it's too fast or get lost in the words? Well, slow things down with Special English, where you can polish your reading, listening, and pronunciation at your own pace. Get caught up with current news and international affairs while getting your daily English lesson with us. Find us on Apple Podcasts, searching for Special English.